Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1843. The topic is mindset, and the title is, What Could You Do? I did a 15-minute consultation recently with somebody. I'm offering that now. If anybody's interested, you can go to the website, go to our one-on-one services, click the little link there, and you can submit a form, and then I'll meet with you for 15 minutes totally for free just to discuss what your goals are, what your challenges are, and if you and I would work together well to address those. I'll give you tips on what to do even if you don't choose to work with me. But it was just a great way for me to get to meet more people and get to see how dedicated somebody is towards reaching their goals, so we can see if it was going to be a good, like, long-term teamwork towards that accomplishment. So I did a 15-minute consultation recently, and the person, part of our conversation, led to the following exchange. I know I need to eat healthier. So they had told me everything that they're struggling with, everything they're doing. And they kind of ended that section with, I know I need to eat healthier. I said, well, what are you doing now? And they said, nothing. I eat randomly. There's really no schedule to it. I replied, so, you know you need to eat healthier. And I'm guessing you have a belief of what healthier, quote-unquote healthier, looks like. And for one reason or another, you haven't been able to do it or be consistent with it. And they said, yeah. I then said, so instead of doing that, you're doing nothing. Like, not even something. Literally nothing. They paused. They had a little smirk on their face, and they said, yeah, I don't like the way you worded that, but yeah. So we started laughing, and it just led to a fun conversation. So we kept talking, and we decided to work together. They train their butt off. They're super consistent with training. They want to get bigger. They want to get stronger. They want to get leaner. They want everything, and they work their ass off, absolutely, in the gym. They're hard, intense training, but they were doing nothing nutritionally. I mean, my gosh, nothing. Now they're going to laugh when they hear this, but they would have agreed. So we set some basic parameters, and we're going to start from there. I want to now ask you, what do you want to do better at? Do you want to eat better? Do you want to train better? What do you want to do better in? Or are you doing it? Maybe. Maybe not. If not, if you're not doing it, like meaning what you think is the best, if you're not doing it, whatever it is, whatever you believe the best option to be, if you're not doing it, are you doing nothing? If so, you're likely getting nothing. You're likely not any further ahead than you were last week, or last month, or last year, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, however long it's been that you have wanted to be better, you're not. Because you're doing nothing. If you can't do the best, don't do nothing. If you can't do the best, what could you do? So this client, we set some parameters. I told him I just wanted to be remotely consistent, the loosest way of ever using the word consistent. We're going to set the calories between 2,600 and 3,600. That was a pretty good range for them. That would actually have challenged them to be more, like, better than they've been. So a 1,000 calorie window was actually going to be an improvement. I said, eat more on training days, eat less on non-training days. If you're hungry, eat to the top of that window and eat a higher percentage of fats. If you're feeling too full, eat to the bottom of the window. Maybe try to have, you know, more carbs than fats, but also focus on more nutrient dense foods. Foods that give you more calories and a smaller, like, volume of food. You can even use liquids. And then for food choices, just eat what you believe to be healthy. You know, try to make more foods yourself rather than buying fast food all the time. But right now, we're more so interested in caloric consistency than anything else. Our protein goal is 200 grams minimum. Our sugar goal is 100 grams maximum. His idea of what the best was eggs and oats for breakfast. He hates oats and he's lactose intolerant. So that wasn't going to work well. Then for lunch and dinner, he thought you had to have lean meats like fish. He doesn't like fish. Low carbs. He loves carbs. And you had to eat a ton of vegetables. He's not a big fan of vegetables. He thought you couldn't have candy, can't have sugar, you can't have any fun foods. You have to be dedicated every single meal or everything's a waste. If he makes one mistake, he's a loser, he failed, he'll never make progress. That's what he thought best was. His idea of best was way ahead of where he actually was. There was where he was. And then what his idea of best is somebody like pre-contest in a bodybuilding show. And even those people aren't perfect. They're going to make mistakes. He never considered what was in the middle. If you want to do better at something, but you're struggling to be perfect and are therefore doing nothing, don't worry about being perfect. Just worry about doing something. If you can't be perfect, what could you do? What's one step better than nothing? Do that for 2 weeks, maybe a month. Do it until it becomes consistent, where you're doing it routinely, say 5 out of 7 days. And then ask, what else can I do? And you just keep doing that over and over again. You take one small step, make it consistent, then you ask, what's the next step? Then step by step, you will make progress above nothing. If you do nothing, you get nothing. Surprise! But also surprise, there's options other than nothing. You may never do what you had thought was best. Is he ever going to eat eggs and oats for breakfast? Probably not. But you might also find that it wasn't necessary. People often don't have to be as strict as they thought they needed to be in order to reach the goals they want. If you're not stepping on stage, you don't have to do what people who step on stage do. And even if you are planning to step on stage, but you're not stepping on stage yet, you don't have to be there yet. Do what you can do and work your way up. If you want to do better at something, but you're struggling to be perfect, and therefore are doing nothing, don't worry about being perfect. Worry about doing nothing. That's what you should be worried about. Am I doing nothing? Holy freaking crap, I am. Let me do something. If you can't do perfect, what could you do? Okay. If it's nutrition, you can reach out for that free 15-minute consultation and I'll talk with you and help. If it's training, you can reach out for that free 15-minute consultation. I'll talk with you and I'll help. If it's anything health-related, you can reach out for that 15-minute consultation. I'll talk with you and I'll help. Okay? So I'm available. I'm here. Check out on our website, the one-on-one services page, to do the 15-minute consultation, or you can just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. I want you to know I'm always here and I'm always happy to help. Reach out if you need anything. I'm always here. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. That helps a lot. The more people you share the podcast with, the more people are aware of the benefits of the podcast, and hopefully we can reach more people, help more people. That's the whole goal. So that would greatly appreciate it if you could share the podcast. Also, if you want to support the podcast, you can consider making a donation on the website. It does have a high hosting cost that I pay every year. Happy to pay it, but if you want to help cover some of that, you're welcome to, and I appreciate it very much. You can donate on our website. And then if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.